Hello and welcome to Talking Europe. I'm Jennifer Ben-Brahim. On today's show, we'll be talking about wealth inequality on the rise around the world. Right here in Europe, the wealthiest 5% of the population in the Eurozone control 45% of net household wealth. Just three countries on the continent have imposed a tax on individual wealth: Norway, Switzerland and EU member state Spain. Nearly 8 years on from French President Emmanuel Macron's decision to cut taxes on rich individuals and companies, a debate has been rekindled in France, thanks to economist Gabriel Zucman, nicknamed by the country's daily newspaper Le Monde as the billionaire's nightmare. He has been advocating for a 2% annual tax on households that own more than 100 million euros in assets. For supporters, it represents tax justice at a time when European member states are being called to spend more on security and defence. Opponents fear it could instead drive away Europe's wealthiest taxpayers and businesses. To do the maths and to see if a proposal like a Zucman tax could and should be an EU-wide policy, I'm joined by two MEPs. Pasquale Tridico is an Italian MEP from the Five Star Movement, part of a left group in the European Parliament. He is also chair of the Fisk subcommittee dedicated to tax matters. Also joining me today is Michalis Hadjipantela, a Cypriot MEP from a Democratic Rally and part of a European People's Party, and a colleague of Pasquale Tridico on the Fisk subcommittee. Thanks to both of you for coming to speak to us on France 24. The wealthiest 5% of the population in the Eurozone control 45% of the wealth. What do you both make of these figures? I'll start with you, Pasquale Tridico.
Well, the system today become unsustainable from an economic point of view. We were never in a society where such an inequality was so big. We should come back to the 19th century Europe to see such a different level of income and wealth. The answer to that is a certain level of tax, which would recover the progressivity of the income and of the wealth. Well, in the past, to consider a wealth tax would be unfair, because you have taxed the capital, you tax the labor, and then you think that there's no need to tax what has been saved. But today, some individuals in the world, they behave themselves like a company. At a European level, they need to have a wealth tax for the super rich. You mentioned the 5% of the society own almost half of the wealth in Europe. So to have the 2-3% tax rate for the super rich would bring to Europe 121 billion euros for the public service, for the need, for everything Europe today need. I think this is would be the fair answer to the inequality which increased so much during the last 3 decades.
Mr. Hadjipantela, do you agree that it should be at a European level, taxation?
Let's say a few things. The one thing that we all agree, there is two things certain in life. We will all die and we will all have to pay taxes eventually in our life. I understand that we need to generate more income in the European Union. I understand we have a lot of demands. We have to have European defence, and there is a lot of needs. The question that we have to ask to ourselves, by having a wealth tax, will we actually accumulate more tax in the European Union? Or whether these rich individuals, they decide to move from France, from Germany, from other countries, to Dubai, to Singapore, and instead of getting, let's say at the moment, 20 billion, we get zero. So this is a question we have to answer, and then decide in case we decide to impose a wealth tax. Another thing is, we have to decide that during the whole process of accumulating wealth, there is types of taxation. There is income tax, there is corporation tax, there is tax for the companies. Where are we missing taxing these individuals in this process, and we don't tax them enough, so they accumulate these abnormal profits? So these are the two questions that I would like to have an answer before we decide to impose a wealth tax to the European Union super rich.
Is a wealth tax actually, you know, the best idea in a utilitarian sense of the term? For example, if you look at in France, a wealth tax would actually only impact 1,800 households. And in Europe, 7 in 10 of the population are in favour of a wealth tax. Surely this is a common sense approach. Do you agree?
12 people in the world own the wealth which is owned by 3.5 billion people in the world. So half of the population own the same level of wealth of 12 people. So there is something wrong. And this is harmful as well for the process of the economy. It's not only a matter of social justice. It's a matter of economic process. When consumption is compressed in only a few people, then the expansion of the demand will limit very much as well the growth. So that's why, and to answer to my colleague, Michalis, I think that Europe is big enough not to have the problem of the escape of capital from Europe. So that's why I think that we can have, first of all, an exit tax as a strategy to avoid that capital go outside. And Europe is the biggest market in the world. I think that people and investors want to stay in Europe because here you have political stability, you have peace, you have prosperity, you have infrastructure. If you want to go to Dubai, okay, you have to start from scratch and then you have to pay an exit tax. I think that you cannot enjoy the advantage that we have built in this society for the past century, only escaping from another continent. I'm not so much afraid that people would go paying an exit tax and going to doing business in an emerging economy or in another country. I think that we need to have the courage to say, we become richer together. Now, if you want to keep our social model, we need to pay for the education, we need to pay for the university, for the school, for the services that we enjoy so far. And the transformation that we see today put in danger the cohesion that we enjoy so far. And today there is such an inequality and so many discrepancies which policymakers like us need to take decisions at European level. I agree, the decision need to be taken at European level. At member state level, this will be more dangerous.
I'm interested to know, especially for Cyprus, in the aftermath of the 2013 banking crisis, is tax flight a real fear for people in your country?
And now in Cyprus, we are we will vote for Pillar 2 as well. Pillar 2, for people that don't understand, it will be 15% taxation minimum to all companies. So we follow European Union legislation, European Union directives. We changed the model of Cyprus following the crisis. We don't have any shell companies that we used to tell them we need to see them in the past. We have most of the companies, they must have economic activity and substance in Cyprus. So I think Cyprus attracts business for other reasons at the moment, not for the taxation, because there are other European Union countries and other places that they offer less corporate tax compared to Cyprus. So I don't think this is something that will be worried in Cyprus.
In this climate where we're asking European citizens to contribute money towards, for example, paying towards Ukraine, is a wealth tax not the ideal solution?
What we have done so far with this Rearm EU, for instance, is to cut other funds within Europe and to finance the defence. This makes unhappy both, make unhappy even the citizens in Europe, which agree that we need to invest more in security, more in defence, because actually you are doing this at the expenses of reducing welfare state. You know, there are so many funds in Europe, even this new budget law that we are voting in Europe has less funds exactly because we created defence funds. So this makes unhappy citizens which do not see the advantage then of having a more secure Europe. That's why I think that we need more own resources. Own resources, in fact, can come as well from wealth taxation at European level. And, you know, let me say something. The change in the economy, in particular in the digital sector, and I'm happy that Cyprus agree on increasing the corporate tax. What we have seen in the last years today is that you have a huge profit of multinationals and companies in the digital sector in particular, where the marginal cost for them to expand in the market is so little. And then at the same time, you have workers, a small and medium enterprise, which cannot move their business from one country to another. If you want to lower tax to company in the country, small and medium enterprise, and to work, there is no other chance to capture the new tendency of the economy. And the new tendency of the economy is, in particular, the creation of wealth in the digital sector. You have this multinational which moving outside and in proportion pay much less of taxes of small and medium enterprise. And that's why we are trying to go ahead with Pillar 1 and Pillar 2, meaning with the global minimum tax at 15% from one side, and from another side, with a digital taxation for multinationals which move and which expand their business in other countries.
Do you agree that multinationals aren't paying enough contribution?
No, no. I want to give another attention to this subject we're discussing now. The last 3 or 4 years in Europe, we don't have enough growth. We can see the growth, it's very low. Why do we have small growth? By having small growth means we have less income tax, less taxation, less income. We have overregulated our companies, our farmers in Europe. We have regulation. Some pesticides, they are not allowed to be used in France, in the European Union. These pesticides, they don't allow them to be competitive. They don't allow them to produce more products. At the same time, their products, they are more expensive than products from South America. We have a lot of bureaucracy in Europe, and I think we need to sit and make the right steps so that our companies, our people, our farmers, they are more competitive compared with the rest of the world.
OK, well, I'm afraid to say we've come to the end of the show and we've, I think, agreed that the wealth gap needs to be bridged. The solution, not quite yet on the same page. I want to thank today's guests, Pasquale Tridico and Mihalis Hajpantela, for speaking to us on France 24. And to our viewers at home, thanks as well. There's more news coming up on France 24 right after this.